is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Said, lady, would you walk along with me? I'll show you sights of interest. This is my country, like the water tower and the queen's staircase. And maybe later we could go to my place. She was looking pretty and smiling with me, and I think my line is beguiling. She was looking pretty and smiling with me, and I think my line is beguiling. She, go now.
Good yawning this morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Tuesday, the 11th of February, 2025, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. Valentine's Day is this Friday, and I just want to say, if you were late in putting your crops into the ground, I don't know if you are going to harvest love this Valentine's Day season, but you got enough time to find a vine and pluck some love for you and someone else. I'm excited. It's juju season, tamarind almost on the ground. Some of y'all have tamarind now. Some of y'all got early tamarind. Y'all ain't telling nobody, but that's okay. I'm excited because the hunt for local produce, for local fruit, is on again. And tamarind, one of our favorite winter fruit. Listen, tamarind is great for you. Not only is it a major, contributor to agricultural economies. Tamarind is one of those hidden fruit. You will find it in places you never suspected it would be. But tamarind is also very good for the body. In particular, tamarind is a liver conditioner, right? And so what I found is that, like, tamarind is in season when it is cold, when we are more inclined to respiratory issues, when we drink a lot of bush tea. And so a plug of tamarind, a piece of tamarind, and a regular routine while you are on a bush medicine regimen is a good thing. But of course, as always, especially if you are already on prescribed medications, check with your doctor before you start using tamarind for therapeutic or medicinal purposes. And we've got lots to talk about this morning, the stories in the paper, left, right, and center. But Kalik has a message for you as we start the show. Kalik, the Bear of the Bahamas, invites you to Victory Fest 2025. Join us Saturday, March the 1st at Smuggler's Square for an epic celebration of the 2024 Boxing Day and 2025 New Year's Day Junkanoo winners, the Saxon Superstars. The Junkanoo season may be over, but the celebration is just getting started. Enjoy music by Playhouse DJs, Lil Giant and DJ Tank, and performing live, Fanshawn and D-Mac. Let's celebrate the four straight Junkanoo winners, Saxon Superstars. Producer, at some point, let's play De Gaulin by D-Mac, one of my favorite songs. I can tell you quickly why it's one of my favorite songs. A friend of my sister's was hosting a little birthday party at our house for her son. My sister is the son's, I think, godmother. And so there were lots of young kids. I think my nephews were in town. Yeah, with my sister in town from the States, we're having a birthday party. The birthday boy led all the cheering in a Bahamian dance off. And it started with the Gaulin song. And the little boy insisted that the children learn how to do the bow, the stern, the port, the port. It just, it was a beautiful moment. And it like it was evidence of if you build it, they will come. If you make the music, the people who you making the music for go find it, they go hear it, it will resonate with them. And I say, good morning, D-Mac. Good morning, Shorty Boy. I ain't gonna call his name on the radio. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Again, like I said, we have lots to talk about today. I want to, at some point in the show, talk about this story that was in Friday's Guardian, police officer accused of assaulting fourth grade student, right? And I've gathered subsequent articles addressing the matter from a number of different media houses. So the first article is police officer accused of assaulting fourth grade student. Second article, teachers union president questions alleged school students beating by RBPF officer, that's eyewitness on the 7th of February. On the 8th of February in the Tribune, BUT president warns parents over exaggerated claims. And then we continue to mom says son was humiliated and in pain after officer's alleged assault. And then that's the 10th of February, Nassau Tribune. And then on ZNS on the 10th of February, we have an article, primary school student beaten. And I think most people are familiar with the story at this point. Again, it broke last week, was picked up by The Guardian on Friday of last week. I'm going to read the first article. Oh, and then after we read through this, we're going to touch this headline, PM decries horrified act against children. Man charged with rape of 73-year-old woman. Police tortured me for 3 days. And then there's an article inside the Tribune, page 3, Bahamian neo-Nazi found guilty of conspiracy to damage energy facility in U.S. So we're going to try and touch on all of those stories today. Of course, the numbers to call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, and 242-300-5720. 242-300-5720 is toll-free for Family Island listeners. Please feel free and stretch across the archipelago. And, of course, our text line powered by BTC 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. So let's get into this first article. Police officer accused of assaulting fourth grade student. A police officer has been accused of assaulting a fourth grade E.P. Roberts Primary School student on the school's Miami Street campus last Tuesday, police said. Police officers launched an investigation after the boy's parent made a complaint the following day. Quote, the administrative staff of E.P. Roberts and the officials at the Ministry of Education are assisting the police with this matter, close quotes, police said. Quote, in addition, a member of the RBPF is also assisting investigators in this matter. Police also wish to advise that it takes all reports of alleged abuse of any student seriously. Police said the officer accused of assaulting the student is not a school resource officer and is not attached to the school policing division. I'm going to move quickly to the second story. Teachers union president questions alleged school students beating by RBPF officer. BUT President Belinda Wilson telling reporters on Friday afternoon that lots of questions are now arising concerning the reasoning for an officer being on the campus of E.P. Roberts and what led to him reportedly beating two fourth grade students in front of their peers. Following the release of an Eyewitness News exclusive where a mother alleged that her son was abused by a police officer at a primary school, Wilson asserts that she will remain tight-lipped and allow the investigation to continue. But she called for answers to be released concerning why the officer was on the school compound. Police released a statement on the alleged abuse and noted that they are investigating the matter involving a member of the RBPF. The statement highlighted that the officer in question was not a school resource officer. So now we move to February the 8th. That's a Saturday Tribune article, BUT president warns parents over exaggerated claims. BUT president Belinda Wilson suggested Friday that a parent's complaint against an officer accused of assaulting her child may have been exaggerated, as she urged parents to distinguish between discipline and assault before making serious allegations. Of course, her comments came after police confirmed they are investigating the incident at the school. A parent alleged, of course, that the officer assaulted her fourth grade child on campus on January 28th, prompting the probe. Mrs. Wilson, however, suggested that the incident, as she understands it, involved, quote, a little spanking, close quotes, that rather than a serious case of assault. Quote, I think that matter was really blown out of proportion, close quotes. From what I heard, it was a little spanking, so I don't know any degree of assault there. Mrs. Wilson emphasized the need for parents to distinguish between discipline and abuse, noting that corporal punishment is not the same as assault. I want to stick a pin there for a moment. I have some questions, right? Who is authorized to administer corporal punishment on a school campus? Is it administrators only? Right? There's a strict protocol for who is authorized to administer corporal punishment on a campus. Are school resource officers authorized to administer corporal punishment on a school campus? Are members of the school policing division authorized to administer corporal punishment on the school campus? Here's my next question. If the person who is administering the corporal punishment is not authorized by the Ministry of Education to administer corporal punishment, does the corporal punishment then become assault? See, even Ms. Wilson indicated that there are questions to be answered on why the individual, in fact, I want to read the quote. From the article, the sentence reads, President Belinda Wilson telling reporters on Friday afternoon that lots of questions are now arising concerning the reasoning for an officer being on the campus of E.P. Roberts School. When we read further in these articles, the officer is described as a reserve officer. So not just a school resource officer, not just not a school policing division officer, but a reserve officer apparently assigned to an urban renewal division. I'm going to read from the article. Mom says son was, quote, humiliated and in pain, close quotes, after officer's alleged assault. The article reads, the officer involved, a reserve officer assigned to the urban renewal division, was reportedly not employed by the school and was on campus for unrelated business. So you're not a school resource officer. You're not assigned to the school policing division. You're not an employee of the school. You are a reserve officer assigned to an urban renewal division on campus for unrelated business, as written in the article. Now, the child's mother, the mother that made the complaint, the mother that came to the media, recounts, and I'm going to read from the article. She, that is Ms. Chinika Luises, Mrs. Luises said, the beating happened after her son's former teacher singled him out along with another student. She claimed the officer first questioned the other boy about his GPA. Upon hearing it was 1.55, he allegedly struck him 8 times. So that's not Miss Luisa's son. This is the second child. So let me ask the question again now, and maybe people listening in could direct me to the correct answer. There's a policy for corporal punishment at the administration of corporal punishment in government schools. Is there a list, a describing of offenses that would result in a penalty of corporal punishment? And does having a low GPA or a failing grade allow someone who is authorized to administer corporal punishment to administer corporal punishment? This is what I'm saying is, do we beat children in school for failing? Producer, we could go to the phone line. We could go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Yes, just one question.
Yes, sir.
All you've said so far, right?
Yes, sir.
It's predicated upon an alleged assault.
Not all. No, pause. Not.
No, no, you. No, no, I'm just.
Not.
I'm just making note of what you said.
Oh, great, but pause. I want to make a distinction. I am reading from articles in the media. Some of the excerpts that I'm reading are direct quotes from the mother, like just now, where they say she claims, right? And some of the information emanates and has been verified by the media houses that have published them. For instance, the where the officer is assigned.
But every so now and then, you stick in the phrase alleged assault.
That's what I am reading. For okay. Pause.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. Anyway, you know, you have a responsibility in how this discussion goes forward.
I do, sir. And I would like you to note that you acknowledge that I use the term alleged assault regularly as it is repeated in the media.
Yes.
Yes.
But even though you said that, it doesn't give you the right to push this discussion in a particular direction.
What direction am I pushing it in, sir?
Okay. Say, you know, a child has been misbehaving. And, you know, and some punishment is warranted.
Okay.
Right? Now, that punishment only comes into play after it's been verified, you know, the child has misbehaved.
All right. So, sir, who is authorized to administer punishment within the government school system?
Well,
and specifically,
when I was in school almost, 60 years ago?
You said 60 or 50?
60, you know.
Okay.
Okay, say 57 days back.
Okay.
Our teachers had that responsibility.
Now, do you know what the policy require, what the protocol indicates now?
No, ma'am.
Okay, then.
No.
So let me cut this out. Hold on, pause.
Okay.
Before you continue to suggest, right? Or imply, or attempt to leave listeners to infer, right, that I have some sort of agenda or issue that I am pushing, let me reiterate.
Producer, why my pause button?
Don't wait. you notice I say pause, right?
I never use the word agenda.
Producer, why my pause button don't wake? Can I pause from the inside? Because you can cause me to pause you, sir.
Okay.
I'm not going to mute you. I mean, I'm not going to block you or delete you or nothing like that. You know, drop the call. I want you to pause for a second. I am not questioning whether corporal punishment is legal in schools, if it's permissible. I am not even in this moment, right, questioning whether corporal punishment should be administered for being rude. I am questioning whether corporal punishment should be administered for just a failing grade. But let me tell you clearly what I am questioning if you were not able to glean that. Is the officer in question among the individuals authorized to administer corporal punishment on a school campus? Because how is it that you're going to punish a child for breaching the rules, but you are in your, the act of punishing the child is a breach of the rules? What type of environment are you creating for children? You're going to beat a child for breaching the rules, and the act of beating the child is a breach of the rules?
As far as I know, he doesn't have that authority.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay. Now, but see, we have to arrive at a point now as to how that authority is established.
But we know that the Ministry of Education authorizes specific individuals within a school administration to administer corporal punishment. The question is simple. Was this individual among those authorized to administer corporal punishment in this school? Now, the articles clearly indicate, right, he was a reserve officer assigned to urban renewal. He was a school resource officer. He's not a member of the school policing division. And then I can read an article for you dead quick while you're on the air. Primary school student beaten. This was ZNS yesterday's broadcast, right? Director of Education Dominique McCartney Russell recently commented on an incident, the incident in question, right? McCartney Russell told reporters, you ready? Quote, I'm really grateful that it was not our school resource officer. It is not a police officer. I'm told that it was a reserve officer. But that matter is under investigation. I could tell you that much. Close quotes.
Anyway, my underlying question is that when something happens in school, and if whatever punishment is due is not administered in a timely fashion, it creates other problems.
Listen, I would like to say this right before you go. I know you could go. You may want to say something. I ain't gonna hang you up. So you telling me, right, like then I could just authorize myself to citizens arrest people on the road because they're practicing foolishness, and injury is imminent? I just saying. The critique of this situation is not an attempt to denigrate or embarrass the police. We need to be able to interrogate these things, and I stick into what's in the media. Good morning, caller.
Hey, morning, Ms. Green.
Morning.
Hey, question, right?
Yes, sir.
When punishment becomes such a bad thing? I'm just asking.
The punishment...
When corporal punishment becomes such a bad thing? The reason why I'm asking this here, right?
Yeah.
Is because back in the day, right?
Uh-huh.
Anyone could have punished you.
Aren't you glad we have laws now?
You miss school, the police could punish you. Yeah. Your auntie punish you.
What do you mean by punishment? What do you mean by punishment? Do you mean a punch in the head?
No. Punch in the head now. That's abuse. I don't want to beat you with the belt.
So you telling me any adult could have seen any child anywhere and at the wrong time during a school day and take off their belt and determine for themselves how many lashes of the belt the child deserves and the weight, the force of the lash all by themselves because they have decided that they could do it? I for that. You for that? I for that. I don't think plenty parents for that, though.
It took place, though. Let's not alleviate the fact that back in the day, it took place.
Okay. Back in the day, it took place.
Bear in mind, I'm not saying now is a thin line between abuse and punishment.
Okay. Stick the pin right there for me, caller. Uh-huh. Stick the pin right there for me, because that's what we are trying to discuss. I'm going to go back to the article. The mother that went to the media, right? I'm reading from an article now. She claimed The officer first questioned the other boy about his GPA. Upon hearing it was 1.55, he allegedly struck him 8 times. Corporal punishment or abuse?
I'll say, okay, question.
Hold on.
Oh, okay, I'll say that's abuse.
Okay, then. I can continue reading from the article. He then accused her son of being rude. When the child said he didn't know why, the officer allegedly hit him 10 times with a black police cane. If it is true, abuse or corporal punishment?
Okay, I'll say if he explained to him why he was being hit with the cane, that'd be punishment, not abuse.
Okay, stick a pin. I got one more question for you.
Uh-huh.
What if it turns out that this police officer that did this is not assigned to the school as a school resource officer, is not employed by the school, is not assigned to the school policing division, is a reserve officer, right? On the campus for unrelated business. Is it abuse or corporal punishment?
Still does not abuse as corporal punishment. Because like I say, back in the day, anyone
okay, but we today, it's 2025, sir. It's 2025, and there is a protocol, there are policies, there are rules and regulations that indicate that only specified individuals are authorized to administer corporal punishment. Is someone who is in no way affiliated with the school, the administration may not even be aware that they were A, on campus, or B, engaged in the act of administering corporal punishment to students under their care. Assault or corporal punishment?
I'll say still corporal punishment based on the fact that why do you think all these rude children are this?
I gone, sir. I got to hang up from you. I got to hang up. I want you to know, I'm telling you though, I give you a warning
okay.
Because the Ministry of Education has policies that indicate clearly who is authorized to administer corporal punishment. Because the act of corporal punishment, right, is such a serious thing that only particular individuals are authorized to administer it. Some stranger comes on the campus, and because they're in a police uniform, a teacher could authorize them to administer corporal punishment? See, it just ain't making any sense. But I appreciate the sentiment that you're raising, that this used to be a cultural practice.
Yeah, it was, but it is no longer
a cultural practice because the law has indicated that it's no longer acceptable.
Okay, Ms. Green, let me ask a question, right?
Yeah.
Why do you think all these crimes happening nowadays?
You want my opinion? You want to know why? Because parents sit with their children and commit criminal acts and expect their children to ignore the fact that their parent is committing a criminal act and to act like, to behave like a saint and not commit criminal acts. That's why.
Okay.
When you run a red light with your children,
and are hypocritical. I got you on that.
There you go. I got to go though. I got two more callers. I want you to know I appreciate the sentiment that you shared that it was a cultural practice, but it ain't no more. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Ms. Green.
Morning, sir.
Yeah, you know, I totally agree with you. And, you know, thanks for laying out the fundamentals of the protocols, right?
Yes, sir.
And so, you know, I don't want to hear nothing back in the days because I could give you a few stories. Now, let me say this, right? In primary school, which would have been in the 70s, right?
Mm-hmm.
There was a teacher, she was supposed to be my cousin, and so she beat one of my good friends who was sitting next to me with a cedar switch. You listening?
Mm-hmm.
A cedar switch. I'd be able to walk a primary.
Mm-hmm.
I got so angry, she ended up beating me with a switch. But the way how she had whopped him up, I remember that up to this day, and I'm 60 years old, okay?
Yes, sir.
All over his back and his body. And, you know, so, and I never did like, I mean, I just, I saw in the food store some time back, didn't even hear her. So these have repercussions. So the fellow who's talking about back in the days and why you think the children this and why you think the children that, it's a number of factors why the children are acting the way they're acting. We're not looking at external factors like the radio and TV, obviously the environment, et cetera, right? Right,
mm-hmm. Right, absolutely.
You know, thanks for reiterating or rehashing the fact that there's a protocol and the same people mandated to do that. Now, I'd like to say this personally, okay?
Mm-hmm.
As a person who was being brutalized, right, by the police all my life, even in a handcuff, more than once. As the most recent incident in which a guy said, you know, if he knew I wanted to press charges against the two officers, he had the camera right there. While handcuffed, and a citizen passed and slowed down. You know, the officer tell her, go about her business.
Mm-hmm.
And this is in the midst of night in the area of Purity Bakery. And these officers started, right, to gun butt me and beat me in my head after they already handcuffed me. And I started to tell them who I was. You know what I mean? Because they don't care. And so they should be fired. And the fact that the other lady says she's a new commissioner. People calling these radios and disclosing things that they're silencing people and editing what people are saying. You can't expect to solve the problem by not acknowledging the problem. And I'll say this as I leave. The police officers are not authorized to beat anyone either.
Exactly.
So what I'm saying is they are authorized to use force when necessary.
Mm-hmm.
So if someone is subdued, why are you beating them? And he hit me in my head at that. So I've been brutal, and they letting you go with blood. Man, listen, Ms. Green, they have been getting away with BS for so long. Like I said, and I'll say it boldly, corruption goes beyond who takes bribe. It's also abusing human rights. And corruption within that entity, the fraternity that bound the brothers, is irreparable. I'll never take it back. Give thanks.
Absolutely. I think one of the concerning things is that the culture of the force does not necessarily at all times in all spaces align with the provisions and protocols that, empower the force, that authorize the force, right? Oh, what a time. Producer, let's go to this last caller, and then I'm going to read some text and possibly transition to our next story. Yep, here we go. Good morning, caller.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'll be good. Listen, I have no problem with a little spanking once it's applied by an authorized person. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
And only in the case of behavioral issues. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Although, me personally, I prefer a little time out maybe, or maybe taking away little privileges. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Right. But when it comes to low grade, you never beat a child for that. Okay? You have to remedy as to what's happening first. You see?
Yes, ma'am.
There may be learning disabilities going on with that child. They have something called HD.
ADHD?
Or it may be a little slightly, or what do you call it? Or
it may be on the autism spectrum.
Right.
Connects and relates with the world differently, which may present as behavioral challenges.
Yeah. That is why unless you are authorized.
Exactly.
In that child, you have to do so. You understand? If you're authorized, you're going to do so because you don't know what's going on with the child.
Yes, ma'am.
And all you're doing is causing trauma for that child. And I don't blame that parent because, honey, I didn't raise my children. But you put your hand on my child and you don't know what's going on with them and who you is. I don't care who he is. You are not to do that. But even if the child have low grades, you don't beat them for that. What, you gonna beat them and make them get better grades?
I mean,
if
you can beat the student for having low grades, do we then beat the teacher for not being able to bring the grades up with the student?
Thank you very much. You understand? You have to find out what's going on with this child. You have some children who, you know, they academic in the class. But some children, they work better with their hands. They work better doing things. Some children better with art. You understand? You don't go beat no child, but never, ever, ever for no low grades. I don't care who he is. And teachers know that.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. And I think the vast majority, I'd say virtually all the teachers in the country know that. They know that. Right? They understand that. I'm going to read through the text line quickly. First text, heard the mother say she feels it was because of their last names that the officer punished the children. There are all kinds of personal and cultural biases that come into play in these matters, right? That's life. Now, the conversation yesterday we had about, police officers are people too. Yeah, people in authority are people too, correct? That's why we have protocols to follow, right? To protect you from your own personal bias. You don't have to make the decision. There's a protocol that tells you what to do. That's why protocols are so important. Another text. Well, didn't that caller hear? You were right in the middle of saying, is there an authorized list of what offenses a child can be punished for? I bet that's a Trump supporter. They can't pass anything. Man, Ah, boy, the officer is wrong. He was out of line. He needs to be reprimanded. Tech says, so the, quote, reserve officer, close quote, could just walk on a school campus and beat people, children, for low GPA, and I bet he wouldn't know, A, if it was as big as Christchurch Cathedral. Ah, boy, the question of who is allowed to be on a school campus. See, because here's the thing. If I secure and I see a police come into the school campus, unless I've been given a specific instruction from school administration, I would not press upon the police officer about why you here and who authorized you to be here. Right? Because I also expect that police officers are going to follow the proper protocols, especially when they're in their uniform. See, that's the thing that is getting me. What people is doing in their uniform. Producer, we could go to the next caller. As a text, Ms. Green, there are various reasons for children having low grades. You'll be surprised to know what type of homes they are in and what they are truly going through. That's absolutely right. Absolutely right. We're going to get to another story in a second. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Ms. Green. How are you?
I'm good, thank you, sir. How are you?
Good. So do these police go from school to school beating children with low grades?
No, we cannot presume that because the police officer was on school, I think, on campus with unrelated business. But the question is...
How he get to E.P. Roberts, how he get to that particular school.
Right. And the question is, do police officers believe themselves to have the authority to administer corporal punishment at any time to young people or to students or to people in school uniform?
No, they shouldn't. But, Ms. Green, another thing to this, too, we are not looking at the other part of this. How does the police know the student grade point average?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody else is a part of this, too. How does the police can't go just look at him and say, boy, you get a 0 point something. Somebody had to, a teacher has to be a part of this to tell the police what's going on with this young person.
And
it's more than the police in this.
And even if the police officer asks the student, what's your GPA? What is it to you, sir? Why is that your business? I'm a child. I don't have any rights. I don't have a right to privacy. Why I have to expose to you that I'm failing?
But Ms. Green.
Yes, sir.
I taught my children. Even though he had on the police uniform, my children, I could almost guarantee, I say I have the best children in the world. But in primary school, they would have to talk to my child in the front of an adult. My child ain't gonna talk to no one of that.
Mm-hmm.
No uniform, police, I don't care what you is. That's what I had in their head.
Absolutely.
You know, make sure two adults are together.
My thing is this, shouldn't there be a protocol that if a child is so unruly that the decision has been made to administer corporal punishment, right? That the child is subdued and kept calm until a parent or guardian can be present for the administration of corporal punishment?
But, Ms. Green, where all of this, they said he hit him about 10 times. Where
it's alleged,
all of this was done? In the public, in a classroom, in the office, where?
The story suggests that it was done in front of his peers, in front of his classmates. So it may have been in the class.
So now how did the police get in that class?
Yeah.
Who invited him in that class?
Yeah.
See, it's another part to this thing we're not really hearing.
Even if here's my thing, and I got to go, I got another call on the line.
Okay.
Even if the police officer was walking through the school campus on his own business and came across a classroom that seemed unruly, disruptive, made a quick assessment that the teacher had lost control of the room, right? Barring an immediate threat of violence or injury to anyone in the room, shouldn't the officer immediately contacted one of the school resource officers or the administration to determine the way forward, to alert them of what was happening on the campus, and then to wait for instructions to act from the school administration and the school resource officers team? Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Erica.
Morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm good, thank you.
You know, the gentleman was touching on some point as to how did this officer get there. But I didn't hear anyone ask the question. Maybe this officer got there because he was called. He may be related to the job.
Yet,
it just happened to be that he was in uniform.
Okay, but would the mother's protest not suggest that? Would it not be more nuanced?
Not necessarily, though, because if she is angry, if I'm angry at you, and you're a relative of mine, you know, I may not be forthcoming because I may be so angry till it didn't even dawn on me to say such.
Okay, let me
you
read.
Understand?
Yeah, absolutely. Let me read from the article. Since the article, mom says son was humiliated, right?
Mm-hmm.
Since filing a complaint last month, Ms. Louisa said she has received few answers and described the investigation as frustrating and riddled with delays. On Friday, I'm trying to remember, I'm reading through. Okay, here we go. The angered mother accused the police of protecting the officer, noting that they refused to disclose his name. That's the sentence I wanted. Right there. The mother's indicating that the officers refused to identify who the individual was involved in this incident. But I appreciate what you're saying.
Exactly, because even listening to that, still don't tell me that that's not a relative that she's really angry at because of the child being so humiliated. In her view.
I appreciate that, but what about the other boy? What about the first child when we read from the article? She claimed the officer first questioned the other boy about his GPA. What about him? You know?
And like you was reading earlier, that this officer is not a part of the school policing system.
Not the school resource team?
He had to, because he's not a part of it, and yes, he's only a reserve. I hate to say he's not a real police, but in any event, he's only a reserve. He should not have been there because that's not his area. So he had to have been brought in. And therefore, it still does not say that he is or is not related to the
young
family of this child, and which the person who called him might have known this. And reach out to him because they might have brought certain things to the mother's attention.
I got you.
About this child behavior before.
That's a lot.
And she did nothing.
Caller, that's a lot. I got you. I appreciate what you're saying.
Yes.
Thank you very much. I got another caller on the line. So here's the thing. Good morning, caller. I just want to say this very quickly. Even if the officer had interacted with the child outside of the school while the child is in school uniform through a urban renewal program, right, shouldn't the officer have contacted the administration team before making the decision to administer corporal punishment on his own? Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron.
Morning.
Aaron, let me put a cap on the lady who just called, right? Because
yeah.
Based on what came across me, across my desk, right?
Uh-huh.
This mother, right, said her child, what she believed, right, not that that's a fact, she believed that her child was targeted because of his last name. That's what she said.
Uh-huh.
Right? So if that's the case then, right, how then would this police, right, go there based on what the parent is saying, right, and go there and discipline that child in the way he was, being his family? Because they should have the same last name, eh?
Possibly, yeah.
Right? So, what I'm trying to say, right, that when it comes to a child, right, this is why this country is the way it is, because, you know, it doesn't matter to me if the child has a foreign name or a BMN name, right? It's
mm-hmm.
a child, right? So, what should have happened? That child's mother should have been called in emergency so that she could come to that school right? But to suggest that because a family member who the mother still yet to identify as a family member was passing by and he disciplined the child, the police, whoever they is, supposed to be charged, in my view, right? Because I also heard that the teacher called this this, what you call...
Okay, no, no, wait, let's be careful.
Allegedly.
Hold on, let's be careful. I'm trying to stick to what I've been able to glean from the media reports. Let's be careful, because the intent is not to lambast or to embarrass the police force. The attempt is to find solutions and to find solutions to what appears to be an easily solved problem. The question is simple: who is authorized to administer corporal punishment on school campuses? You know? Carl, I want to thank you very much for your contributions. I want to thank everybody, because I think every caller has been concerned about young people. And that's what the focus is. It's a concern about young people. Producer, is that a new caller? No? All right, there we go. Yeah, good morning, caller.
Good morning, Ms. Green.
Good morning. How are you?
And how are you this morning?
I'm good.
I've been listening to other callers, former callers, and I'm trying to put pieces together. As a former teacher, I can recall days, too, when a police would have passed through. And somehow, I don't know, even as an adult, you know, just looking at a police, it brings a little fear to me. I'm law-abiding, but still. And I'm really beginning to think, like someone said previously, that maybe there was somehow a relationship connection here.
I think if there were, it would not necessarily be familial, right? Like a family relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's possible that the officer who is assigned to an urban renewal division may have interacted with the young boy in a professional
mm-hmm.
capacity outside of the school campus, right? And because of that prior relationship, may have felt warranted or justified or felt a need to administer a punishment that reinforced the work that he was doing with the child outside of the school campus.
Mm-hmm.
And even so, even if it was all with good intent, right? There's a protocol, and there's a reason why we have a protocol. And we should realize that we protect ourselves by following the established protocol.
I can tell you for sure, and you mentioned it, that the only persons who are supposed to actually administer that kind of punishment is administration.
Yes, ma'am.
Definitely. They're the only ones authorized. But, you know, sometimes we take a little chance.
Yes.
Hoping that everything would go well and we don't be to the extreme, you know.
Right.
But
because once we moderate ourselves, right?
Yes.
That's the most important thing, and that's why the protocol. If we don't know who you are, what your training is, what your past experience is, this may actually be traumatic to you, and you lose control of yourself in administering corporal punishment.
But I can tell you, just to mention this quickly, I know you're getting ready to leave.
Yes, ma'am.
It's that sometimes just pointing out an officer to them can bring a semblance of calm. Because I know it happened to me a few times. When I saw one passing through,
mm-hmm.
I would say to the children, now, look, you better be on your best behavior, because that's an officer there.
Yes.
And somehow there was a little, you know, only temporarily, you know, it would work for me at least.
Yeah. But and that's why their presence is so needed.
Yes. And it'll be very interesting, though, to follow this story.
Yes, ma'am.
And to see where it leads.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Great day. Let's go to that last caller, producer. Oh, sorry, I lost you, last caller. Oh, good morning. What happened? I'm so sorry. We are at the 10:58 mark. I want to read through these texts. I got a regular texter here. Erin, can you tell me why the PM was asked about the sexual assault of the twin girls by their father and not the sexual assault of the young boy by the 20-year-old woman? Probably because the assault by the father is fresh in the news. And that other story emanates from Abaco, right, which creates a distance and makes the risk of slipping into amnesia even greater. Why are male child molesters being treated with greater concern compared to female molesters? They're not. I'd like to say that. They're not. Thank you, Texter, for that text. Ms. Green, I've come to the conclusion that the Negro race post-slavery has really shown that they cannot handle authority. The text says, I can call the Commissioner of Police, please. Commissioner of Police, nothing has changed at CID. Dear Texter, I want you to know that You're probably right. I think you're absolutely right. But let us acknowledge that these Negroes in a post-transatlantic slave world are still in the throes of recovering from the African Holocaust. Almost 400 years of enslavement, and you think we're going to get over it in 2 weeks. It's going to take a lot of concerted effort. Producer, I got time for that one last caller, maybe? No? Okay, here we go. Caller, you got 30 seconds.
Morning, Aaron.
Morning, morning.
Even if the student GPA was 0.00,
mm-hmm.
it did not give cause for him to be punished that way. Okay, because he could still be the best mechanic, the best plumber, and the best electrical man.
Yes.
Okay? Now, thank you.
You're welcome. Again, these are allegations, but if you would like to read them for yourself, police officer accused of assaulting fourth grade student. Teachers union president questions alleged student's beating by RBPF officer. BUT president warns parents over exaggerated claims. Mom says son was humiliated and in pain after officer's alleged assault and primary school student beaten. All stories over the last week. Have a great day, Bahamas. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri is next.
Right, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Okay, what happening?
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Well, he fooled with Joe girl.
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't bark down for nothing. So that means he got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you want?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. We gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody call me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I wait?
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me?
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then you can get the pen from them, and they can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you're saying.
Calls 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Alpha Sounds Promotion presents Back to Love, an unforgettable evening of smooth R&B vibes and cherished memories. Join us at the Nassau Cruise Port on Saturday, February 15th for a spectacular all-white affair featuring live performances by soul sensations, Freddie Jackson.
Hey everybody, it's Freddie Jackson. I'm coming to Nassau, Bahamas, and we are looking forward to the night of love.
Also performing Regina Bell. Also featuring Bahamas' very own Essence Band, Back to Love, Saturday, February 15th.
It's a spectacular all-white affair
at the Nassau Cruise Port. Get tickets online, bahamasetickets.com, Plantation Bar and Grill, Big Boys Cafe, and Tropics Bar and Grill.
For more info, contact 822-6863.
And I hope to see you there. Make it like it
was. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com. and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.